What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It's time for another recap show. We sit down and we talk The Walking Dead, Sunday night episode. It was called Knots Untie. And speaking of knots, I don't know how that goes with you, Kristen. I just thought I could think of something. It's Kristen!
What up?
So, Kristen, we don't have Brancy once again. Do you know what's going on with her?
She's working, Mike.
Are you sure that's what she calls it?
I'm positive.
All right. So we don't have Brancy. We did text her for those two fans that love Brancy so much. Apparently, she hasn't watched the episode. Mm-mm-mm. And she didn't have any notes. Mm-mm-mm. So we won't have her. And Jesus sends his love to everybody. That's what he said. He's like, I was like, you can be on the show. He's like, well, still haven't worked out my contract, so just tell everybody I said hi. I was like, all right, Mr. Hollywood. So,
right?
So let's talk about this episode. I just rewatched it right now, and I got to ask you. I'm a little curious. What did you think about this episode?
About the whole episode?
Yes. I'm just trying to feel, while I was watching it again, I go, I bet you Kristen's going to feel just the same way she did about the Morgan episode.
I don't think I'll feel about any episode the way I felt about the Morgan episode.
So what'd you think overall?
I liked it. I mean, there wasn't a lot going on again, but I think it's all leading up to the craziness that's going to happen when Negan shows up.
Oh, Jesus. I know. I was sitting there going, okay, this is a very calm episode. And then when you hear Negan, it's like almost like, you know, like, you know, you ever see the movie Candyman?
No.
Never saw Candyman?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry.
Anyway, so it's just one of those things where you hear Negan and you just know it just sends chills down your spine. You know, mm-hmm. Anytime you hear Negan, you're like, oh, shit, he's going to come. And that's the million-dollar question. Is Negan going to kill Glenn?
No.
Or is he going to kill Daryl?
Neither.
Oh, my gosh.
No, neither.
I'm a little worried. Do you think we're going to get Negan soon? Do you think it's going to happen? I mean, or do you think it's just building up to the finale?
How many episodes are left?
I have no idea. I don't like to read ahead.
I don't know.
See, that's what I'm wondering. I'm like, they mention them and now they're going to go, but now do they have to get, I don't know.
It sounds like it's going to be soon.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. Oh my God. All right. So let's start from the beginning. I got my notes here. Abraham and Sasha open up the episode. While I was watching them with my wife, I kind of looked at her and was like, is Sasha throwing out hints like, bitch, you haven't broken up with Zeta and all that shit you told me is all lies? Did you get that too?
I did. I wrote down, does Sasha and Abraham have a thing for each other?
Oh, they do, right? Well, I mean, I thought they did. And I don't know if just Abraham, just in that moment while they were together, thought, I'm just going to say this and maybe she'll get me some.
I don't know,
but he's thinking about this crap just after having sex with Rosita.
Mm-hmm.
What is he thinking?
I don't think he is.
He's thinking.
He's not thinking.
I don't know what his deal is, because as soon as I saw his eyes open and then Rosita was there, I was like, first I was like, I love you. And then I was like, whoa, he's doing this. Oh, and this is messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And then she gives him this necklace. Now, the necklace, at the end of this episode, Daryl helps up Abraham, and the necklace is on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, are you okay? He's like, I'm better than okay. Do you think that means he's going to break up with Rosita? And be with Sasha? Because that's what I figured. He was getting choked, and he wasn't even fighting, because he could have taken out that dude easily. And it's almost like he had an awaken and realized, you know, with Glenn and the baby and this and that, maybe that's what he wants to do. He figured out that's who he wants to do it with. That's what I figured. That's what I gathered.
See, that's what I took out of it too, because he was asking all these questions about, well, I don't know. He asked Glenn the whole thing about when you were pouring Bisquick, were you trying to make pancakes?
That was awesome.
No, that was disgusting.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you don't relate that to food.
Oh my, but it did. But you know, yes, because if you sit back right now, like, hold on, Kristen, just close your eyes.
No.
And just think about it when it's going in. It's like Bisquick. And you're making pancakes. Oh my gosh, when he said that, I rolled out.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was funny. But see, he made that comment and then he kept throwing out little comments here and there about the whole baby thing. And then at the end, when he was looking at the ultrasound picture,
yes,
I kind of got the idea that he wants that too.
See?
So it's Rosita or Sasha?
He's going to pick Sasha. What do you think? Because like right now I'm thinking the arrow is pointing to Sasha, but do you think he had an epiphany now that he wants to be Rosita? What do you think? Who do you think he's going to pick? If you had to pick what he was going to pick, not what you would pick, who do you think Abraham's going to pick?
I want to say Rosita.
Yeah, I don't
think so. But I don't think it is.
Yeah, I think it's Sasha. I think it's the necklace on the ground.
Yeah.
I think that was the awakening, and then that's who he wants to be with. I don't know why Abraham is an idiot.
Yes,
I've never been a fan of Sasha. Rosita, yes.
That was such an awkward opening.
It was
too. It was such an awkward conversation.
But you could tell she got pissed at the end when she went deuces. Like, yeah, that was. Oh, it was like, ooh, someone's in the doghouse. Let's talk about Jesus. What did y'all think about, not y'all, because I'm so used to having the two other people. What did you think when Jesus tells Carl, I'm just waiting for your mom and dad to get dressed?
That was weird.
Carl was like,
what the fuck?
What? And then Rick comes out, hey, Carl, let's get him downstairs.
Yeah, that was another awkward scene.
I thought that was hilarious. But, you know,
it's like, it's not a shock. I don't think it's a shock to Carl because, I mean, they were kind of living like a family.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's that weird. But like seeing them come downstairs like half dressed, that's weird.
That was kind of funny. And even like when they're talking to Jesus at the table, I caught it right now watching it. And I told my wife, I was like, because Carl kind of looks at him with his one eye, looks at Michonne. And then she kind of looks and then she turns away and he kind of like snickers, smiles. Mm-hmm. And yeah, she has that look like, oh, God, I'm so embarrassed. And how is he going to take it? But he's down with it. He's like, cool, whatever. Yeah. I'm cool. But, you know, he likes Michonne. I think he already accepted her a long time ago.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And he knows that his dad has to relieve some stress because if not, he'll be crazy Rick. We can't have crazy Rick. So they go see, I guess they go to this freaking, what'd you think about the whole hilltop kind of settlement crap thing?
I don't know how I feel about it because first, you have this guy who's named Jesus, mm-hmm, which is already going to make you like, oh, maybe I can trust him. His name is Jesus. And then he brings you to this place called the Hilltop.
Right.
And I'm like, mm-mm.
So you're not trusting Jesus? Because it seems like he's so far an honest, up and up kind of guy. Gregory's the one I can't stand.
He seems like it, and I'm, you know, I hope it stays that way, but because I like him, but I don't know. I'm scared because they're like involved with Negan, and you just don't know who's on Negan's side and who's not.
See, now that you're mentioning it out loud, I mean, there is a possibility that Jesus could be a really cool guy, or is it's obvious from what we see, he's definitely good at manipulating and talking people off the ledges. And I'm wondering if he's, now that Rick's like, oh, we'll take him out, and Jesus ain't saying no, he's saying, really? Okay, I guess we could do
I'll
that.
I'll come with you.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if he's, I don't know. I don't know. My gut's telling me he's a cool guy. A friend of mine from the spot that I work at on Sundays, she's a hardcore fan. And Jackie, that's her name. And I was like, what do you think about Jesus? And she was like, I like him. I trust him. I'm like, okay. And she's like, and I looked online and he was a good guy in the comic book. So he was a good guy. And I was like, well, you know, that don't mean shit because we could all think he's going to be good. And all of a sudden he turns and stabs Rick, you know?
Exactly.
So I don't know. I so far I feel good about him. I like how he's, you know, he's very peaceful in the middle kind of thing. And I think he just wants everybody to get along and work together. So I still got faith on him. You don't like him. You don't trust him.
No, I like him.
Do you trust him?
I don't trust anybody.
Wow. That's why you're single. So what do you think about Greg?
Whatever.
What do you think about Gregory?
He's a dick.
Yeah, he is, huh?
He's an asshole. And I'm glad they sent Maggie, because Maggie was a little...